Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 888, Space Needle Gaming, recorded live on September 19th, 2024. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am one of your co-hosts, Duststorm.
I am your other co-host, Godzilla T.
And this is our last podcast before Halo Worlds is upon us. We're a little bit 2 weeks away from, before everything comes to fruition in Seattle and we get to see the best of the best play. It's going to be one wild event. We've seen lots of different upsets. We've seen lots of different teams kind of make their way up the ranks over the past year. Lots of new names in the bracket that's going to be coming out for the World Championship in Seattle. We have our side stage events. We also have the Halo community stage, which I will be hovering around probably quite a bit while I'm there in Seattle. GT will be probably watching most of those from home, I would imagine.
No, I will be working.
Oh, you're working through Friday, Saturday, Sunday again?
Well, not Friday, but I'll be working.
Okay.
I just won't be getting paid for it.
Oh, well, that sucks. That's not fun.
Well, you know, we're getting into the laundry list of things that need to get done before snow hits the ground, cold weather hits, so.
Ah, I see. Before we dive into all that news, let's go ahead and do a little bit of recap of what we've been up to on the Podtacular side of things. We have had the podcast for a couple of weeks at this point. I hosted one game night, GTU hosted another, and we were still rocking, I think for the most part, squad and big team when I was hosting. We did do a little bit of the firefight to start when we had the four people, and then when we
got
through, we jumped a little bit bigger. Firefight's still a lot of fun. Being able to kind of dive in with that kind of reach experience in Halo Infinite's been a blast. Hope they keep that around and start maybe mixing in. Be cool to see some more Forge maps come in. Maybe some more in the realm of some ODST style stuff maybe coming in too. Would be cool. So that was the game night from a couple weeks ago. How about yours last week?
Oh, ours was wonderful. It was just a blast. No, we actually had a good time. Other than three of my lobby got banned for quitting a game that the networking crashed on. Ain't quite figured that one out yet. But anyway.
Infinite problems still being infinite problems.
Yeah. I decided to play Infinite on PC. We're not 10 seconds into the first game and my computer does a hard crash. I mean, blue screen, power cycle, whole nine yards. So that ended that for the night. So I went ahead and jumped back on my Xbox. And I didn't have any more problems for the rest of the night. I have yet to determine what the cause of the crash was. I haven't had time to actually test Infinite since then. I haven't even fired it up since last Friday to see if there's just a glitch or what.
Maybe it was just perfect timing. Something quirky happened and your computer was like, well, I'm done.
Well, actually, it's the second time it's done it.
Oh.
It did it when I was just playing just solo, testing everything out, make sure the networking was working like it was supposed to.
That's a little suspicious.
I think I have an idea what's causing the problem, but I haven't had time to test the theory yet. I've been using a program that actually hooks into the game to record clips. And I think it's causing a problem with Infinite. So I need to disable that program and play Infinite and see what happens, and then re-enable it again and see if I start getting the crashes again. I really don't know. I hope that's the problem, because that means the problem can be fixed. But unfortunately, I won't have a nice, easy way to record my gameplay, because it's one of those deals that actually watches you play and it records the clips per the conditions you set. So kills on, records on kills, records on deaths, records on assists, on wins, stuff like that. So I really do hope to be able to get that back up and going again.
Yeah. It's too bad they don't have, well, I guess even the integration with like the NVIDIA and AMD stuff, only it'd be triggering based on whatever Microsoft would put into 343. Mm-hmm. Whatever 343 would be putting into Infinite. Wow, I got that somehow mixed up. As far as queuing when those kind of clips would be captured. But yeah. You did send me the link to that tool. I need to actually try it out at some point. See mm-hmm. if it,
I would like to see if you have the same problem with it as I do.
I'll give it a try and see what happens. I'll let you know how it goes.
I don't play multiplayer on anything else, so I can't test it on any other games. I guess I could fire it up on MCC, but see if it crashes.
You try MCC. Is it supposed to be able to hook into any game?
It has a list of games that it will. The popular ones. Looks like there were several first-person shooters. I think all the BR games were on the list. It's a program intended for shooter-style games. I mean, that's what the whole program is designed to be. It's designed to generate clips for highlight reels.
So your Overwatch, your Counter-Strike, right. Your PUBG, Call of Duty, Halo.
Yeah, I don't think they hook into Uno or Monopoly. It might. I don't know. I haven't looked. But yeah, still testing on that one. So I will probably have an answer on the next podcast.
Okay. Very well. So that wraps up our little Podtacular community recap. For those that want to jump into our community at large, we have our Discord server. Feel free to hop on over there, share clips with us, share Halo stories with us, and yeah, podtacular.com/discord, where you can find that. Looking at the week leading up to Halo World Championship Series, or actually 2 weeks leading up, we do have quite a bit of details already out about the event. Obviously, tickets are on sale. They have been on sale for quite a while now at this point. If you haven't gotten your tickets, they are still available if you're going to be in the area. I will be there all 3 days, hanging around mostly the community stage, like I said before. I will be kind of around about, probably trying to get some interviews done. We'll try to do the podcast like I did a couple years ago and get some pictures and everything. Looking at some of the other side stage stuff that's happening, HGS just actually announced a couple more things coming out while things are going to be happening for the main 4v4, the main championship series going on. We have on Friday, we have a 2v2, which is going to be up to 64 teams. There's a $1,400 prize pool there. There's also going to be a Halo 2 4v4. That starts at 5:30, and that's a $1,300 prize pool for 16 teams. Kind of a early celebration of Halo 2's 20th anniversary, which is coming up here in just a couple of months. And on Saturday, October 5th, we're going to have the Halo Infinite FFA. That's pretty well in standing. That's going to be 256 players with a $25,000 prize pool starting at noon. And then there's also going to be a Halo 5, which I'm a little surprised that they're actually having a Halo 5 tournament here at Halo World Championships. I guess people still play enough Halo 5 where it made sense to have a Halo 5 tournament.
Well, I mean, Halo 5 actually had, you know, it was fun to watch.
Still has a great sandbox, probably one of the best sandboxes that Halo has ever had. That's a 2v2 that's taking place at 3:45 p.m. on Saturday. It is a $1,000 prize pool for 32 teams. And then we've also got a Halo 3 4v4. A lot of people say Halo 3 is the GOAT. Some people say Halo 2 is the GOAT. It's your own opinion. that's a $1,300 prize pool, and that is 16 teams, 5:30 p.m. on Saturday, October 5th. So plenty of opportunities to get in some Halo action. Try your hand at some Halo. If you're attending, all these have open signups. You can join any of them and see how far your skills can take you.
To the end of the first game. Oh.
That's probably as far as I would make it. Maybe to the second game if I got lucky, but probably just to the first. All of these are single elimination. All the maps and modes and pricing are all on Halo Waypoint with the news release of the tournament info itself. So go on over there and check it out. If Pins has not dropped a link in the chat yet, I will go ahead and do that here for those watching us on Twitch. We've also got the Halo community stage that's going on, which is going to be the main place I'm going to be hanging out. In addition to the Halo cosplay contest, which is always a huge hit, is the probably the biggest thing every year, is getting to see tens, if not hundreds of people in their cosplay make their way across the stage. That's going to be taking place on, I believe, Saturday for the main showcase of all the cosplay entries. They actually have a proper application form to apply to be part of the contest this year. Don't know if they've done that last year, if it's just kind of been like showing up. So that's actually properly in there this year. But in addition to that, we've got several panels that's going to be going on. The community stage will be open Friday and Saturday for those that are going to be there. We've got happening on Friday, Cannon Fodder Live, which is always a staple amongst the lore folks. That's one of the more well-attended panels, judging from past events. We've got a combat workshop, 1v1 showdown. This is something that 343 actually introduced in Salt Lake City for the last major, and they're bringing it to World Championships. This is a new 1v1 experience that they're looking to bring into Infinite, and this is kind of them doing a little bit of pilot pre-testing type of thing and working out the kinks and seeing how things go. And the idea behind this experience is it's a small set amount of time, and I think each round you can kind of trigger the final of the round getting 15 kills or something like that, but you move to different play areas throughout the different rounds that you have. So I think it's 7 rounds, maybe 9 rounds, or best of 9 rounds. So whoever gets 5 rounds, but it's also, once those rounds are over, it's still based on kills. So it's kind of a weird breakout type of experience, just kind of modernized in Halo Infinite a little bit.
Almost sounds like two player BR kill zones.
So there's no kill zones. There's no like,
well, I mean,
or anything like that.
I understand that, but you move from zone to zone, and in BR you have a shrinking play area.
Well, this is like there's like play areas, and you spawn in a play area after the round is done.
Yeah.
So
it moves you around the map.
Yeah, it's almost like if you had breakout, but you had a different map every round instead of the same map every single time.
I mean, that kind of makes sense. Instead of purpose building maps for a 1v1.
Yep.
Use your existing maps and just section off parts of it.
Yep. Yeah. It's I've gotten a look at it. I haven't actually experienced it myself yet, so I'm curious to try it out if I get a chance to in Worlds. So that'll be interesting. That's happening Friday and Saturday.
That could be useful in anybody who wants to create a campaign in Forge. If there is a way to trigger, you know, a way to trigger like the end of a round, and then you respawn in a new area, kind of like you do in campaign.
Oh, I see. I mean, if depending on how you fit everything into a map, yeah.
I mean, it would
probably mean something that the Forge Falcons could do with how, like, their
I was just thinking that skills. Instead of building, you know, one great big map that you have to walk around, that they could build smaller maps, and when you complete one area, just teleport you to the next section. Anyway,
that's possible.
Just a thought.
Yeah, no, it's an interesting concept for Forge. I'm sure the Falcons could probably handle it or come they up with some creative way to do it. They've got a new announcement release that they were talking about on their Twitter. Let me see if I can go find it. In the meantime, it was their Hell Jumpers experience dropping September 20th.
Haha, dropping.
Yeah. So that's coming out September 20th. That's tomorrow. Have to keep an eye on that. Speaking of Forge Falcons, I'm jumping a little bit ahead, but they're having a panel on Saturday on the community stage. I hope to get to that. Remaining stuff on Friday, we've got first rounds of cosplay contest. We've got community play date. Those are always popular. Be able to jump on stage, get to play with some of the devs, some of the other kind of community content creators and YouTubers, live streamers, that kind of thing. We also have Halo Infinite development deep dives. So this is being able to get a look behind the scenes on some of the development behind Halo Infinite. They talk about what's going to go into the sandbox, how they do updates on Forge, talking about some stuff that's coming up with Halo Infinite here in the near future. There's also a Art of Halo panel with special guests Isaac Hannaford, Glenn Israel, Pixel Flare, and Ben Fraser. And then we've got a Halo trivia panel. I feel like they're taking my game show panel idea. So that's happening Friday. Saturday, like I said before, is the Forge Falcons. That'll be really interesting to see how they bring their crazy ideas and experiences to life and talk about that whole forging process and their team. Really interested to see how that's going and hopefully get them on the podcast maybe afterwards. There's a Feet First into Hell. That is a cosplay tutorial workshop type of session. So not just the getting to see cosplayers go across the stage, but actually talking through what it takes to start getting into cosplaying in Halo and the resources that you have available to you if you decide to take up that mantle and actually create your own outfit, armor, gear, all that stuff. We've also got Dig Site Deep Dive for Halo 2. We get to see a couple of the people from the Dig Site team. We've got Kenneth Peters and Sean Cooper. They're going to be talking through some more revelations that they've had in Halo 2 in celebration of Halo 2's 20th anniversary coming up in November. And we've also got Girly Spark, which is the ongoing kind of Women of Halo panel that's been there since the first year of Halo Infinite Worlds. So that's going to be there as well. Probably a couple of changes to the schedule that'll be coming, but those are all the things that are currently scheduled for the community stage. Everything kicks off noon, Friday and Saturday, and wraps up around 8 p.m. if you're going to be there. No community stage stuff on Sunday because it's Championship Sunday. All of the side tournaments and the side stuff is done. It's all focusing on who are those last four teams and what's going to be placed there. Speaking of those teams, here is the roster lineup going into the final event for this year. And we've seen some shakeups. I haven't been keeping on top of it as closely as I know a lot of other people that are into HCS probably have been, which is okay. Definitely go over and check out the HCS Pro Talk, guys, if you have any desire to dive deeper into everything that's going on with teams, with rankings from past events. But two-time gold medalists or first place from the last two events, Space Station Gaming is in Pool A, knocking out Optic Gaming into Pool B. Alongside Space Station Gaming, we have Into the Breach, Pure, and Mind Freak. Into the Breach representing EU, and Mind Freak representing Australia. We've got in Pool B, Optic Gaming, Quadrant representing EU, Sentinels, and Ascending Baseline representing the EU as well. We've got in Pool C, Shopify, Rebellion, Native Gaming, Cloud9, and Dark Inside. And in Pool D, we've got FaZe Clan, Complexity, Team Lethal Fox, and Alpha Esports, which is from Mexico, or LATAM, I guess, would be the more appropriate one. So, five international teams making the top 16 places. Last year, we saw one of the international teams break top eight? Or was it top four? I think it was top eight. Or it may have been top four. I'll have to double check. So it'll be interesting to see how far international team will be able to make it this year. Podium finish would be a pretty interesting shakeup. All four top spots are held by a U.S. team, but the 7th and 8th has two international teams in it, so it's a possibility. They're getting better and better, so It's nice to see that international talent finally making a dent and chipping their way into some of the top spots. I look up Halo World Championship from last year, and I didn't get to go last year, which sucked.
Aww.
I know. Didn't suck that bad because got to welcome our baby boy into the world, so.
Yeah, I'd say that's worth it.
Yeah. I mean, it was kind of a little heartbreaking because I hadn't missed a world championship since the AGL days, which I think that was 2012.
Well, I'm thinking as for excuses, that's a pretty good one.
I mean, I'll take it. So there was a international team in top eight last year. So maybe we'll see something hit a little bit higher this year. That would be cool to see. What else have we got going on at World Championships? Prize pool is $1 million prize pool. First place taking home $400,000. Second place $220,000. Third place $110,000. Everything's gonna be going down on Twitch for the main competitive series side of things. We've also got YouTube, which is where they're gonna have the main community panel stuff. So youtube.com/halo is going to be all the community stage streams. youtube.com/8cs will be the companion to all the Twitch channels that is hosting the main competitive side of things. For those that are going, there's additional travel details and event FAQs. If you are interested, head on over to Waypoint again and check some of that out. This is going to be at the Seattle Convention Center, downtown, same place it's always been for the last couple of years. And I think that's pretty much all the details for the event that we need to go through. Maybe one day GT will actually make it out. Was it last year you were planning to go or the year before?
Oh, no, that was...
Or that was at PAX?
4 years ago. That was before COVID.
Okay. Was that for PAX or was that for Halo?
Is for PAX.
Okay.
And Halo.
Yeah, because Halo World Championship for Infinite wasn't a thing 4 years ago. Because this is the third year that they've done this.
Yeah, that was the year I was going to do that is the year COVID hit and canceled everything.
Yeah.
We were going to go out to Seattle for PAX West.
That's right.
And, well, that got shot to hell.
Yeah. Different time. Hey, Hayden, thanks for the raid. Yeah, last time I went to PAX West was 2 years ago.
Now, honestly, I have no desire to go to PAX. The only reason I was going to PAX is because Halo was going to have a major announcement there, which, of course, it never happened.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted to go the year of a game launch.
Yeah. It'll be interesting if... Well, E3 is not a thing anymore.
I never go to E3 anyway.
I went a few times.
I have a limit to the number of people I can be around, and that exceeds the limit by a lot. PAX is pushing it.
I mean, there's just probably about... Well, before they were selling tickets to the public, it was probably less people at E3 than there were PAX, because it's mostly
industry. Nobody that was going to invite me to E3 when they weren't selling public tickets, because I don't know anybody. I'm not an insider like some people.
We do have a couple other articles on Halo Waypoint that we'll cover before we are offline for the next couple of weeks. My wife and I are going to be on vacation next week, and then the week after that, I'll be traveling to Worlds. So, won't really be able to do a podcast on Thursdays for the next couple of weeks. We have our latest community spotlight, and I have to say, the first one, the creme de la creme, the picture of the Lord of Admirals, that's a pretty stinking good one. Outside of the motion comics and some of the other official artwork, I don't think I've seen a Lord of Admirals community piece before, so this one was kind of a
I've seen one other one, I think.
Well, while you look that up,
I think it was an official one. I'm not sure, though.
Yeah, I was saying, like, other than official, I hadn't seen really anything. So it was cool to see a community one for that.
Mm-hmm.
The other one that really stood out to me was one by Red Safer on Twitter, and it is a render of an engineer with armor bolted on, similar to the armory room from Halo Infinite when you go and customize your armor. It's like pad, but it's a render of a engineer, and it looks really, really good. So that was the other one that stuck out to me in the community spotlight. Obviously, there's a whole ton of other community artwork pieces and cosplay screenshots. It's all there. And then the last thing that we got as far as Waypoint stuff is another Cannon Fodder, issue 157, Decennial Delights. So, continuing to celebrate 10 years of Cannon Fodder history. If you want to go over and read that, that's available on Waypoint as well. There's a little excerpt in there about Dr. Tilson, and it turns out that the Promethean that was caged in at the end of Halo 5, that was supposed to be Dr. Tilson.
Did not know that.
So there's a little lore stuff. I don't know if they originally intended that, and if there was supposed to be a way to kind of figure that out, or if they just kind of quote-unquote retconned of, this is Dr. Tilson. Just to place her in
the universe. I mean, if nobody knew it, they could they could make it up however they wanted, I guess.
Yeah. So, there you go. That's it for all the official stuff in community news. Mint Blitz released a video, and now it's garnered a whole bunch of attention from a whole bunch of different media outlets, but someone has managed to get a hold of a build of Project Hagar, which was the canceled Halo Mega Bloks game. And if you get a Xbox 360 emulator, I'm not going to go and link it. You can go watch his video, and he has links to the Discord server. And then in that Discord server, you can get all the details of how to get the build and how to get the emulator and all that stuff. But you can play this, what was the latest build of Project Hagar. I've seen quite a few streamers actually try their hand at it. I will probably try my hand at it at some point and stream it just for the experience. I have loaded it up and tested it, and it does work. There are some quirks. It's obviously a dev build, but a lot of the features and capabilities are actually intact. Some notable things that don't work is spawning in warthogs that manages to crash the game. At the beginning, you have to go into the menu before you can actually move around with your character. But there's a lot of feature complete stuff apparently in the game, with multiple levels and a semi-working menu and UI. So if you want to dive into it and experience it, you can find the link to the Reclamation Project Discord server in the video, or just search it up. I'm sure several of the news outlets that have been covering this I probably included links to it already. Go check it out if you want to. It looks like a lot of fun. A lot of the streamers have been checking it out. I will definitely be checking it out here at some point soon. Yeah.
Wasn't someone working on making the E3 demo playable?
The Halo 2 one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's been done. There's a mod for that from
the
Dig Site team. Yeah, that's been some of the Dig Site stuff, I think, that's been out since last year, I think.
Okay. I just spaced that one off.
I think it's in the Steam.
That's probably what I heard about, and I just realized that, wait a minute, somebody was working on that. Anyway.
Yeah.
Oh.
I believe that build, or like the files that were used to make that build, I think someone put a mod together in the Steam Workshop to make it work. I'm not 100% sure, but I believe it's in there. If not, someone's got to be working on it, because that's a big thing. But
a while ago, they played an original build of it on an original Xbox dev kit, and of course, it was typical build.
Yes.
If you veered off the path, it would crash the build.
I think that was like 4 or 5 years ago, and they did that on the community stream.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Frank O'Connor was the one playing.
Did they do it for a 15-year anniversary? I think they may have.
Yeah, I think that was I think it was like that. Anyway, they were showing off some of the early stuff. I think they showed some early builds of CE back when it was still a third person. They actually did wind up playing the Halo 2 demo from E3. Which, you know, honestly, of all the demos they put out for the games, I still like that one the best. I don't know why. That, of all the demos they've done, or all the everything they've pre-shown before game launch, that one always is my favorite. I don't know why. I don't know if it's just nostalgia, or if it really just is that much better in my eye than any of the rest of them.
I think part of it's nostalgia, but I think part of it too is it was such a leap from Halo CE to Halo 2.
Mm-hmm.
And they crammed a lot into that demo, which never actually made it into the final game because of how much they were trying to cram into the demo, and that it just wasn't sustainable for the final game. So I think just the grandeur of what they were trying to do and just how big the world felt.
Yeah. I don't know. Of all the demos I've seen, that's the one that's the first one I think of every time.
I mean, I'm guessing it's going to be partly nostalgia, especially given our generation.
Yeah.
The old.
Yeah, you were just a kid.
at that point, yeah.
I was in my 30s. Anyway.
I was technically 15 when that game came out.
You were a kid.
Yeah.
Well, in my eyes, you still are. But anyway, we do have a little bit of community news. Thomas Production has released another Marlin the Elite series. It's Marlin the
series or the video? Elite,
or video, sorry. Marlin the Elite versus the Asteroid.
And it's a feature length film.
No, it's only 53 minutes.
It's a feature length film.
No, that's 90 minutes.
It's an indie feature length film. Compared to his other like 15, 20 minute Marlin the Elite show episode things, this is a freaking huge project.
But I recommend you all go check it out. It is hilarious. It's funny. They are still on top of their game.
Yeah, I need to go watch it. I've got several other like Halo Machinima type things. The Machinima crowd for Halo is still there. It's a small community, but there's still people out there making Halo Machinima, and I need to check that out a little bit more and dive into it. Been too long. We had Cardinal Redbird, who's a HGS grassroots partner, the one who's been hosting the Boomer versus Zoomer events, which I've been participating in. We had her on over the weekend, and that podcast is out for those that are listening to Twitch and haven't seen that episode yet. That is out on the podcast feeds. We're looking to get Women of Halo. We're looking to get Play Griffball back on the show because they actually have Griffball working in Halo Infinite.
Nice.
It's been working for a couple of months now, and I think they've worked out some of the kinks, so We're going to try to have them on the show. We're going to have Jumper Escape Media on the show here at some point soon as well. So trying to get the ball rolling on some more interviews, especially as we really get into the lull between who knows when the next Halo game is going to come out, to be perfectly honest.
10 years later.
We'll obviously have a podcast, or I'll try to do a podcast while we're at HCS Worlds. We'll see who decides to come by and swing by to chime in on things. Be a little bit more prepared this time as far as power and coordinating all that stuff, I think, this time. So that'll be good. If you happen to be in Seattle, make sure you come find me. Not sure what shirts I'll be wearing yet, but I do have a whole bunch of old Halo shirts that I'm going to be bringing and pawning off, similar to how Unishek kind of goes through his old stuff and gives away some shirts. I've got about 30 or so shirts in extra large and double X that I'm going to be giving away to whoever shows up and wants them.
And yes, he did wash them.
Yes. I'm going to wash them one more time before I pack them up next week, just in case.
I would ask for one, but he's a twig compared to me, so.
Yeah, I don't have him that big. I'm sorry. So that's going to wrap it up for us tonight. Thank you all for tuning in. For those that are going to be in Seattle, please make sure to hit me up. Looking forward to seeing you all there. And GT, I'm assuming, will be hosting game nights over the next couple of weeks. Don't know about World Championship Friday night, since everyone will probably be watching that, but I'll leave that up to him. Anything else to add, GT, before we're off for the next couple of weeks?
No, just stay tuned. I'll keep you updated on the game nights. Most likely that Friday night of HES, I will not be streaming because there will be nobody watching us. And I'm sure there's a lot of people that want to watch the Halo stream.
Yes.
But
I'd imagine
I may be online anyway if some people want to just get together and play. Anyway, hope everybody has a wonderful evening. Don't forget, every Friday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern time, we have Fraggin' Fridays. If you would like to join in, just message me on Xbox Live. My gamer tag is Godzilla with a space T. And just send me a message, say hi, invite, don't care what it says, as long as it's clean, and we'll get you invited in.
Sounds good. Well, thank you all for listening. Thank you all for watching if you're on Twitch. And we'll catch you all either in Seattle in our playdates or on the next podcast.
Bye!
Thank you for listening to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. You can find our podcast on your favorite podcasting service and listen to us live every Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Twitch. Check out our website, podtacular.com, and join the community on Discord at podtacular.com/discord. If you want to play Halo with us, come join us for Fraggin' Fridays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Become a supporter of the show by sharing the show with your friends and family, or help keep the lights on by subscribing to us on Twitch, donating via PayPal, or becoming a patron alongside Confal, Pens Halo, and Prestige Ace. Until next time, keep on fragging trucks.